I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Due to the Middle East conflict, there are more than a million displaced people. Some of those Lebanese refugees were put on flights to Australia with a stop in the United Arab Emirates to refuel and receive medical care. That's where Cure International stepped in, says Cure's David Printy.
We have provided medical care with doctors and nurses so that we would board the planes because they were not allowed off the planes in the UAE and tend to a number of medical needs on the plane.
As evacuation flights continue, Cure's medical staff will continue meeting physical needs and helping to bring spiritual healing. Next, it's not over yet, but Hope Givers International is breathing a little easier after a couple of court decisions this week in Rajasthan, India. The decisions involved the organization's president, Dr. Samuel Thomas, and the ministry's operations. Hope Givers' Michael Glenn.
We received tremendous news that Dr. Sam was granted bail. The high court judge has ruled that our bank accounts are to be unfrozen, that the government people are to leave all of our campuses and premises, and that our operating licenses are back in forward motion.
Their orphanages, schools, and hospitals are operating. Glenn says through it all, their staff has stayed true to their calling. Prayer and funding are needed. And sexual addiction is growing in the United States, and divorce is at an all-time high for Christians. That's why Purpose Driven Ministries is holding their Celebrate Recovery Summit 2006 next week. It uses the purpose-driven model that attracts and wins the unchurched, develops them to spiritual maturity, and equips them for ministry, and then helps them establish a life mission in the world. It may be the tool to help you establish a unique evangelistic ministry in your church. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.